The move to opt out of state standardized tests is getting more vocal as test dates approach for kids in 3rd through 8th grades. Teachers' unions and some parent organizations are organizing opt-out sessions and mass emails to inform families how to refuse the tests that begin in classrooms across the state Tuesday. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, for one Central New York family, keeping their children from taking the test sends a message to Albany about a complicated issue that they say goes deeper than using the test to measure teacher performance.
Cora Gilbert is a fifth grader in the Jamesville DeWitt School District in suburban Syracuse. She can tell the tests are coming because of what she's doing at school.
Lately, we've been having 3 periods of math and then 3 periods of ELA. So no science or usually no social studies. So science was really the only thing that I liked about school because we got to do actual fun hands-on stuff like we're hatching shrimp in science, and now we can't do it anymore because we're preparing for the state test so much.
Gilbert didn't take the test last year and will refuse again this week. She admits her parents, active in the opt-out movement, have influenced her, but from a kid's point of view, the thing that bothers her is the connection of these tests to teacher evaluations.
I'm thinking if there's one student who just doesn't pay attention to the teacher and the teacher is doing a great job for teaching, then the teacher would get a bad grade.
Cora's mother, Jessica Sisherman, says she became impassioned about the issue after talking to her brother, who's a teacher. For her, though, it's not just the connection between the tests and teacher evaluations. It goes deeper into how kids are being taught.
Last year, Cora had an amazing teacher, one of the best teachers I've ever met. And she would stand in front of the class during math and teach from these dittos that she got offline. And she had to study them the night before to make sure she understood it. It's very confusing and convoluted and takes away spontaneity and creativity and all that stuff for teachers.
Sisherman believes the state's focused on tests is slowly changing the way children are taught in public schools, and that's what she wants other parents to know.
I don't think they understand how much Albany is starting to try to take over and take control and making changes little by little to the point where things are changing at JD and there's not much that the principal or the teachers can do about it.
Sisherman's husband and Cora's father, Michael Gilbert, is a school psychologist in the Syracuse City School District. He says he sees the impact of the tests in his job as the district is forced to begin preparing kids for tests as early as kindergarten.
So kids are losing a lot out on, that natural development of learning, and there's less time for social development and emotional development, those skills that are needed as a foundation for learning. Our young students in the city aren't having those skills developed because they're just being pushed academically so hard so early that those other things are being neglected, and we're seeing a lot of kids who are struggling because of that.
Gilbert has spoken at various forums trying to encourage more parents to think about having their children opt out. Attendance, though, is often sparse, and Sisherman says it's been difficult to get attention on the issue in her own district, so they don't expect many children to join Cora as she sits out the tests.
I think the problem is that parents trust their district. This is a great district. Nothing bad's going to happen to my kids because JD's a good district and the teachers are great, all of which is true. But a lot of this is out of the teacher's control.
Sisherman doesn't think there's enough of a groundswell of support in the opt-out movement just yet to force Albany to make substantive changes.
And I know that people are listening more, but the pendulum hasn't started swinging back the other way. We need more. We need more parents to understand the enormity of this. It's not just about 3 days of testing or 6 days of testing. It's so much bigger than that.
For Cora, other kids in her class just think she's lucky she doesn't have to take the test, but she doesn't want to be alone.
I told them all about it so they could tell other people, and maybe if we keep on telling people, maybe someday everybody won't take the state tests.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.